Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, July 3rd, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Canfor is investing $25 million to modernize a facility in South Carolina. And also making headlines this past week, IT Tech Packaging has approved a 1-for-10 reverse stock split to regain New York Stock Exchange compliance. We'll have more on these stories later on our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, July 1st, at 39.33, up 36 points or 0.9% from the June 24th close. Gaining shares equaled decliners over the same week. The Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Resolute Forest Products, gaining 20.3%, followed by West Fraser, up 7.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was IT Tech Packaging, closing down 5.6%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, up 73%, and the deepest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, down 64%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.6%, while the PM40 is down 6.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Baoding, China. IT Tech Packaging approves a 1-for-10 reverse stock split to regain New York Stock Exchange compliance. IT Tech Packaging Incorporated, a manufacturer and distributor of diversified paper products in North China, announced that its board of directors has approved a reverse stock split of its common stock, par value of 0.001 cent per share of the common stock, at a ratio of 1-for-10, the reverse stock split. The reverse stock split is expected to become effective on July 7, 2022, and the shares are expected to begin trading under the split-adjusted basis on the New York Stock Exchange American under the company's existing trading symbol, ITP, at the market open on July 8, 2022, under the NYSE American's approval. Good luck, IT Tech Packaging. Well, all right, now we have Dayline Germany. Pro Group breaks ground on a 90 million euro corrugated sheet feeder plant in Germany. Pro Group is building a new corrugated sheet feeder plant in southwest Germany between the Palante villages of Petersburg and Honnischweiler. The company is investing more than 90 million euros in the new building and is thus continuing to pursue its growth strategy. Production is set to begin in the second half of 2023. The manufacturer of containerboard and corrugated board sheets will be creating 60 new jobs. Representatives of the packaging manufacturer G&G Preber join local politicians and the companies involved in the construction project to mark the start of the construction work in fitting style. For the 28,000 square meter new building is being constructed right next door to Pro Group's longstanding customer and partner. In the future, Pro Group will be able to supply it with corrugated board just in time via a direct link, thus creating a sustainable packaging plant. The planned production speed is 400 meters per minute with a working width of 3.35 meters. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Finland, fatal incident at Metsä Fibre Kemi bioproduct mill site. There has been a fatal incident at the Kemi bioproduct mill site of Metsä Fibre, the company said. The accident took place at the installation site of the recovery boiler in the forenoon of 25th of June 2022. A police investigation into the incident is ongoing, and we have no more details at this time. Dayline Germany, Sony Aruco inaugurates state-of-the-art particle board production line at its Bieskau plant in Germany. Sony Aruco officially inaugurated a state-of-the-art particle board line at its Bieskau plant in Germany. The investment in the new line amounts to over a 50 million euros investment and is part of the Bieskau's 50-plus project, which refers to both the investment and the site's more than 50 years of existence. Congratulations. Although the particle line was already commissioned in July of 2020, it was now only feasible to formally open up the new production facility due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bieskau plant currently employs 300 folks, and many other indirect jobs also depend on the plant's activities. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp and Canfor jointly release 2021 sustainability report with additional targets. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated and Canfor Corporation jointly announced the release of the 2021 sustainability report, which includes additional performance targets for climate change, water management, waste management, and air quality. This is a continuation of their bold ambition to become an industry leader in sustainability and further commitments to sustainable forestry, safety, health and wellness, inclusion and diversity amongst employees, and stronger partnerships with willing Indigenous communities. If you'd like to see more about this, check out the story on our Nip Impressions website at www.nipimpressions.com. Dateline South Carolina, in more news involving Canfor. Canfor invests $25 million to modernize its Estill facility in South Carolina. Canfor Southern Pine is investing $25 million to modernize its Hampton County facility in South Carolina. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster and the South Carolina Department of Commerce announced. Canfor's investment is modernizing the facility with cutting-edge technology and equipment to position the company to meet growing global demand for its wood products. The upgrades are expected to be completed by the end of 2022. Let's go ahead and have a quote. Quote, "The investment in our Estill facility is benefiting our employees and is helping to ensure we can meet our customers' growing needs for sustainable wood products," says Canfor Southern Pine President Tony Sheffield. Dateline Zachary, Louisiana, fire at Georgia-Pacific facility. The Zachary Police Department was called to a fire at the Georgia-Pacific Corporation facility around 3 a.m. on Tuesday, June 28th. The department says there was no damage to report in connection with the fire. The investigators are still working to determine what started the fire. The Baker Fire Department, Baton Rouge Fire Department, and Central Fire Department all provided coverage while the Zachary Fire Department was at the scene. Dateline Madawaska, Maine. Twin Rivers paper machine fire causes mill workers to evacuate. A smoky fire broke out at the paper mill in Madawaska, causing workers to evacuate Friday evening, June 24th. Firefighters from Madawaska, Frenchville, and Grand Isle responded to a fire call at the Twin Rivers Paper Mill before 9 p.m. local time. Now, the number 7 paper machine had caught fire, filling the workplace with smoke. Madawaska Fire Chief Jim Susie said workers had to be evacuated from the building while emergency workers put out the fire. Susie said the fire was out and the building was cleared for reentry at 10:42 p.m. local time. Susie said, quote, "There was quite a bit of damage to the machine, but I don't know exactly what or how much," end of quote. Dateline New York. Worker dies at Mercer Mill. In a statement, Mercer International said, "Mercer National Incorporated is deeply saddened to announce that an employee has passed away at its Rosenthal Mill in Germany on June 25, 2022. Mercer and local authorities conducted an investigation and so far determined that the tragic loss was not work-related. Mercer's emergency procedures were immediately activated. Local authorities were notified, and industrial safety and occupational health personnel were involved for support. Quote, "We are saddened about the loss of life of one of our employees, and our thoughts are with the individual's families and colleagues. Given the nature of the incident, we will be respecting the privacy of our employee's family and will continue providing support to them and to all of our affected employees," stated Christian Sorgel, Managing Director of Mercer Rosenthal. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Proper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Proper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We are back and back to the news. Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. UFP Industries, formerly known as Universal Forwarders Products, acquires a 50% stake in Dempsey Wood Products. UFP Industries announced that its affiliate, Pallet One Incorporated, has acquired a 50% equity stake in Dempsey Wood Products, LLC. The purchase agreement includes options for Pallet One to purchase the remaining 50% of Dempsey after 3 years. Founded in 1988 by Ronald Dempsey, Dempsey Wood Products produces kiln-drying lumber, pallet lumber, and other industrial wood products from a single location in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Dempsey had 2021 sales of $68.9 million. That's pretty good. And its management team, including Ronald Dempsey and his son, Parker Dempsey, will continue in management roles. Dateline, Ontario. Early morning fire contained at Weyerhaeuser facility. At approximately 8 a.m. local time on June 25th, Kenora Fire and Emergency Services were dispatched to a fire at the Weyerhaeuser facility on Jones Road. Quote, "On arrival, there was smoke coming from a vent stack on the roof. We believe there was a dust collector or filters that got a spark and caught fire," It's under control, and we're making sure there are no hot spots, just making sure it doesn't flare up, said Deputy Fire Chief Dave Pratt. Kenora Fire, along with the Weyerhaeuser Fire staff, worked to suppress the fire. No injuries were reported, and the fire was contained to the site of the origin, according to Pratt. Dateline Port Angeles, Washington. Ammonia leak reported at McKinley Paper Mill. An ammonia leak from a tank at the McKinley Paper Mill was isolated in a containment area and did not drain into the water or environment, said Captain Kelly Ziegler of the Port Angeles Fire Department. Firefighters were called out to the leak from a 16,000-gallon tank filled with a 15% concentration of aqueous ammonia at the mill, and on Thursday, Ziegler said in a press release. Crews isolated the area and controlled traffic on Marine Drive, Ziegler said. Mill personnel used monitoring equipment to establish an isolation zone and confirmed that the spill was not released from a containment area, he said. No one was hurt. The amount of ammonia as well as the cause of the spill remained undetermined as of Friday morning. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.